Hello, and as always, thank you so much for supporting this blog, and I really do appreciate you and your time. So, this month's blog is on sabotage. There are many forms of sabotage. You have self-sabotage, emotional sabotage, people sabotage, and job sabotage. Yep, and there are others, but we're just going to cover these today. Self-sabotage may arise from not feeling you belong and not believing you deserve love and that you are valued. So how do you move out of your way of these own feelings? Okay, get a notepad and start journaling, writing down your behavior patterns. Watch your behavior and watch the patterns and write them down. That way you will become a good self-friend. And it's going to take money and time to become a good self-friend. So start by scheduling time to be consistent with watching your behavior patterns. Write down your strengths. What are you good at without any effort? What can you just get up and do? No effort, just do it. You feel good about doing this. Okay, there you go. That would be a strength and something that you can just fly with. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, and pay attention to your self-esteem grow. Because no one can love you as you love yourself. So love yourself. Okay, we're moving on to emotional sabotage, which deals with not carrying out a plan and taking actions. So what are you doing to undermine yourself? What are the triggers to not take these actions and carry out the plans? Again, pay attention, but you're going to pay attention to your unconscious mind and the conscious mind's focus. Are you following through on promises to yourself and then to others? Or are you consistently procrastinating? What people are in your environment that you are allowing to undermine your thoughts? Write a daily plan. Again, take actions and share your plans with your strong self friend. And who is the strong self friend? Yourself. Now, people sabotage is deliberate, organized, and well planned. It could be someone very close who wants to control your life because they have low self-esteem, feel worthless, and want you to feel less than them to make you feel that you need them. How do you build yourself up? Assess and evaluate your emotions. Why are you feeling a particular way? And how often are you experiencing the same feelings to undermine why you are giving your power to someone else? Come here, zero in on the people in your surroundings and the conversations. You understand how to establish your worth. You get that? So when you zero in on the people in your surrounding and those conversations, then you will understand how to establish your own self-worth. Work on changing the mindset to build self-esteem and control what you allow to alter your emotions. Most important, build a healthy relationship again with yourself. Job sabotage. Could be people of power using their influence to keep you from successfully moving forward. Maybe by posting negative comments or having negative conversations about you with others. So listen to your gut, trust your intuition, and what are your true feelings saying to yourself? Everything begins in the mind, as the Bible say, as a man thinks, so he is. That comes from Proverbs 23:7-7. We must protect the mind and work daily on recognizing the ongoing conversation and thoughts we internalize. Throughout this life, we will experience pain and disappointment. We can continue to live with the pain and disappointment by finding ways to sabotage ourselves or learn to grow from each occurrence by clearing the mind, because there is cause and effect of action. Again, Create daily positive self-talk within the first hour of waking in the morning is vital to keeping a healthy inner dialogue to stop the sabotaging. You can give something to others daily. It doesn't have to be money. You can help someone. Give a meaningful comment or let someone know they are appreciated. Take a few minutes a day to sit in silence and visualize and write down anything that comes to your mind. And then reevaluate what you've written down. Create some form of daily activity that is vital to stopping sabotage. Creating that daily activity, it could be walking, jogging, working out, cycling, lifting weights, swimming, anything. You create your own daily plan and just start watching just the little things. Don't try to do everything at one time. Don't just say, oh, I'm going to do this, this. Start with baby steps. We always hear baby steps, baby steps. Start with one thing. Maybe get your journal, start watching your behavior and writing that down, and then see how that changes the dynamic of your life. And then that self-sabotage will disappear, or whatever form of sabotage you are experiencing. As always, I thank you. I am here to lift you up, and I am here. So continue to send those emails or post a comment. And until next time, take care. Bye.